another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller, back in studio today, wrapping up our Assistant Principal Recognition Month.
Yes.
We had 1 week that we were recognized. It was actually a week designated, nationally, I guess,
yes,
for assistant principals.
Correct.
And you said, you know what? There are 5 weeks in April. We're going to feature one of our five every single week.
Yes.
And this week is no different. Who do we have today?
We have Mrs. Rhonda Corson with us today, who is one of the assistant principals at Sylacauga High School. If you remember, we had Dr. Lewis last week, and we kind of shared a little bit about how they divvy up, I guess you might say, the responsibilities in that building, where his focus is more discipline, facilities, management,
right,
and where Ms. Corson's focus is more in the curriculum and instruction assessment realm.
Mm-hmm.
And so both of those are vitally needed in a building such as a high school, and especially with that number of students that we have there and just all of them, you know, 5 million activities that take place.
Yeah.
Because you also have to provide supervision too.
Sure.
So, you know, when you have, you know, a dozen clubs and activities, and you have sports for every gender and every style, you have to have supervision at all of those events. And so the three of them do a really good job of dividing and conquering. But in the day-to-day operations, Ms. Corson's main role is that of supporting our teachers with curriculum and instruction.
Well, you have great accolades from your other assistant principal, Mr. Benny Lewis. He was in here last week, and he was just talking about the great relationship that y'all have with each other. Welcome in. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us about your background really quick, because I know there was a unique story here. You've been in the Sylacauga school system before. This is not your first time.
Right.
Exactly. Tell us about that.
I've actually been in 7 different school systems. When we were in our early married years, my husband's job moved us around a lot.
So he's in the ministry.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Just establishing that.
Yes.
So
yes.
So when we did seminary, you know, we were in one place, and then we kind of moved around. But I've been in Gadsden City. I've been at Enterprise City. I've been in Carroll High School in Ozark, and Tuscaloosa County, Hillcrest, and I was at Vincent, Shelby County, so lots of places. And we spent 3 years in Georgia also,
okay,
at a school there. When we moved to the Sylacauga area, my husband was pastoring a church here, and that was when I first got a job at Vincent,
mm-hmm,
because there wasn't anything open in the Sylacauga area. But the next year, an opening did become available, and so I applied for it because we were here trying to make friends with people in the Sylacauga area, but
yeah,
I was spending all of my time at the Vincent area.
Sure.
So the Lord opened up this position, and I got in as an English teacher at Nichols Lawson. So I was there for 14 years, but then we moved to Pell City, and my husband got another job.
Yeah.
And I moved to Oxford High School, and I was at Oxford High School for 3 years when Mr. Rivers called and asked me if I thought that I might be ready to move into an administrative position. He's the one who actually talked me into getting my admin degree. And I had it for about 8 years before I moved into the position. And he was like, "Do you think you're ready now?"
I love it. Yeah.
He let me do a lot. He and Debbie Barnett both. And even all the way back to Mr. Douglas. I spent probably the last 10 years doing a lot of admin things, even though I was actually a teacher.
Yeah.
And I kind of got to where, when I had a stack of teacher things to do and a stack of admin things to do, I got to where I was always picking the admin things. So I knew my heart was leaning that way, and that was kind of where the Lord was leading me. And so when he called, I knew that it was right.
Yeah.
Literally the Holy Spirit said, "This is why he's calling, and you're supposed to say yes."
Wow, what a story. And
then
you said yes.
I said yes.
Yeah, and you've been here ever since. This is your third year.
This is the end of my third year, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, you were talking just a little bit ago off the air before we came on, just about having the right people in the right places.
Right.
Has been a general theme of what we've talked about. And you kind of touched on it just a few minutes ago. She's more on the academic side. Dr. Lewis is more on the discipline,
right,
side of things.
Right.
And but you attribute this to Mr. Rivers,
right,
who knows the strengths of his team. And so him calling Ms. Corson here, and asking her to come back was something that he was like really adamant about. He was like, ah, we got to make sure that she's here.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And yes, he told you, don't take her away.
Correct. 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 When he took the position, when I finally wore him down and he agreed to take the position right. as the high school principal, yeah. He knew that he was going to have Dr. Lewis there. Yeah. He knew he was going to already have that in place and the skill sets that Dr. Lewis brought to the table. And he knew the skill sets that were still needed.
Right.
And so he purposely sought out. And, you know, if you look throughout our system, Mr. Rivers has groomed a lot of administrators, mm-hmm. A lot. And so, I mean, you think about Debbie Barnett, mm-hmm. Julie Green that went through our system, Chad Littleton. You know, you've heard Rhonda Corson's. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's got
and
that.
Paula Bruno.
Right, Paula Bruno mm-hmm. as well. So he's got that gift of being able to recognize that and groom folks to right. be ready to take charge. And so, you know, to me, that really exhibits the characteristic in a leader that you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, I work that way as well. I don't put people in positions just to place people in positions. I spend a lot of time in prayer over it, and I know Mr. Rivers does as well, to say, okay, here's the areas that I have need in. Who would have these strengths mm-hmm. That could fill this need?
Yeah.
You know, and I know that some folks, you know, you get your admin degree and you think, okay, it's time now. I want to move in that admin role. And then others, you know, I can resonate with Ms. Corson. I didn't want to leave the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept saying no, no, no. Yeah. I loved the classroom. I loved my students. And it finally took somebody saying, look, right now in this classroom, you impact 125 lives.
Right.
If you will go and do what we've asked you to do, you will have the opportunity to impact hundreds of students.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just the 125 going into your, you sure. know, classroom. And I finally said, okay, Lord, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Great perspective. Great perspective.
And so to me, those are signs of, you know, good leadership. And
yeah.
we appreciate the work that Ms. Corson does and what she brings to the table and what she's been able to do in that building as far as leading in that curriculum and instruction realm. And I mean, you can see it with the increase in our ACT scores. You can see it with just the quality classroom instruction that's taking place. We talked earlier about, you know, last Friday we did a tour of schools and we had community leaders, parents, whoever wanted to come and watch, and just going in and out of those classrooms. And we didn't go in the top tier classrooms. You know, we went towards the end of the day where a lot of our top tier students are in dual enrollment or, you know, other things of that nature. You know, we went into the regular standard mm-hmm. classrooms and got to watch, you know, math instruction, English instruction, social studies, and just, you know, the amazing work that our students are doing in those rooms. And, you know, you attribute that to the leadership in that building.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, it's always wise to entrust the person that is on the ground, like Mr. Rivers, mm-hmm. that is there to entrust who he's going to have on his team. That's
right.
That's from the top down, from you right. all the way down.
Right.
And to that point, you're in this position, Ms. Corson, and so that leads me to ask, what motivates you during your daily routine to do what you do?
Right. So,
and not to mention her drive every day, because they still live in Pell City.
Okay. Yes. You do a little
so
bit of a drive.
So she's another one of ours that, bit, you know, drives yeah. just a bit.
Yeah.
To spend every day with us.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's super special.
Yeah.
So what motivates me is the same thing that has always motivated me. It's work as though you're working for the Lord. You know, so I put in, you know, 120% in everything that I do, because I know that if he's called me to this position, then I'm representing him in what I do. So he is what kind of pushes me to do the best, the most, because it's not just me that I'm representing.
That's, and it's so beautifully said. You know, that the fact that you have that guiding principle to be able to do that is something that not a lot of people have. I mean, I say not a lot, but the majority of people have that, but there are some that don't, and they just kind of wander, and they're just like, you know, what is my purpose here?
Right.
And, you know, the fact that you were impacting so many lives each and every day, and you're able to share your talents with so many is just crucially vital to society, to education, to community, to life. Where do you see yourself going? Of course, you've been in the teacher role. You're now in an administrative role. Where do you see yourself going here as you continue on your journey of in education?
This is year 30 for me.
Okay.
But I have three over in Georgia.
Okay.
So for Alabama, yeah. This is year 27.
Okay, yeah.
As long as my health holds up, you know, I want to stay in the game.
Yeah.
So I love it. I'm not a person to just kind of be idle and sit around. So I think I've got a lot left to give.
Yeah.
So my plan is to stay in administration of some sort.
Yeah.
Whether it's assistant principal, principal, or central office, as long as the Lord allows me to be healthy enough to do it.
That's awesome.
I've got a daughter at the University of Alabama, so I've definitely got to stay in long enough for her to get through.
Now, and is she going to go into education as well, or does she want to do something else? No?
Yeah. She's all into AI, and she wants to do cybersecurity for businesses. And,
okay. Yeah. Wow. Totally different end of the spectrum.
Right. Yes.
Didn't get that from mom or dad, it sounds like.
Right.
No. And my middle son is in computer science. He went to the University of Alabama up in Huntsville.
Okay.
So they're both kind of that math, science.
Yeah.
And my husband and I are both the bookies, you know, reading and history.
That's funny.
And
so. I love it. Well, you've done an amazing job, I know, with Dr. Lewis and, of course, with Mr. Rivers in charge. And, keep up the great work. Thank you for what you do for our students and for the community. And it's so oftentimes overlooked, you know, that there are so many people that are in these roles that don't get thanked enough.
Right.
And you have done an incredible job this entire month showcasing and featuring all of the support staff in those roles.
Well, a lot of times you see the leader of the building, as you should, but you don't see all those undergirding supports that help that leader be who he or she is. I know I couldn't do it without my staff.
Yeah.
I couldn't do the day in and day out without the principals and without the assistant principals. Mm-hmm. You know, I rely on both groups.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we have a very good relationship. If I can't get Mr. Rivers, I'm gonna try to get Ms. Corson. If I can't get her, I'm gonna try to get Dr. Lewis.
Yep.
You know, but we have a very good communication, a very good, you know, working friendship. And so I just so appreciate what they do. And I felt like our community just need to hear from them a little bit about what did they do in the building, you know, how vital their role is, because we couldn't do it without you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ms. Rhonda Corson, thank you for being here. Of course, Dr. Eller, as always, thank you for you know, making this happen. And can't wait to see what we're going to be talking about next week.
Yes.
Going to be a lot of fun. Awesome. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.